Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I could not be more excited about today's guest, Rita Carvalho, joining us from Portugal. I know I did not say her name nearly as beautifully as she says it, so I'm going to ask her to say it again. But for those of you who don't know, Rita has been drawing Jimmy Garoppolo every day until he gets traded, which has just been incredible. But Rita, welcome to the show. Please say your name because everyone should see or hear how beautiful you say it.
Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Rita Carvalho.
Yeah, see, so much better. So much better, but I tried. Rita, I've just been so excited. We've been watching this on Twitter every day. Well, since Jimmy G has not been traded, I've been covering this team for several years, covered Jimmy for years. He's been a joy to cover. He will absolutely be missed. But I would love for you to share with me and our listeners, how did this start? Where did this idea come from? Because it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a funny story, actually. And it all started just with a fun drawing. So my boyfriend and I were having a coffee someday and was like, oh, Jimmy G is getting traded. And I was starting to get into illustration and starting drawing digitally. And he said to me, you could do one of those drawings you do digitally and for Jimmy and post it on social media. People would love it. So it was just a thank you note for him. And he knew I liked Jimmy. So he just should do it. So I did it. And I did a goodbye, thank you, Jimmy, for everything. And posted on Reddit, on the 49ers subreddit. And people just love it so much. And everybody just started saying that they wanted more drawings. And at the time, someone was doing Mike Trout every day. Uh-huh. And so someone sent me the idea, you should do the same for Jimmy until he's traded. So that's how I started drawing Jimmy G every day.
Did you think at that point that you were going to be at almost 200 drawings at this point?
No. At that point, we all thought it was just about 1-2 months. And then here we are. Today is day 145. So it's crazy.
That really is so funny. And everybody will be listening to this on Tuesday, so it'll be day 146. So yeah. Everyone will have plenty of drawings to catch up to. So I want to back up a little bit. You're obviously a fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. Are you a 49ers fan? Have you been a 49ers fan for a number of years?
Yeah. So my boyfriend was the 49ers fan. He's okay. Been for almost, or for a little bit more of 10 years now, I think. So when we started dating, he started showing me all the sports that he likes to watch, and NFL was one of the, American football was one of the sports. So he was a 49ers fan and introduced me to the team and he showed me Jimmy.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
And on Sundays, we started to watch the games and he teaches me the rules and he kind of introduced me to this world that I didn't know nothing about. And now I know a little bit, but not all of it. So I'm still learning. It's a process. So yeah, that's how I became a Niners fan, through him.
That's awesome. And then of course, a Jimmy fan, and Jimmy has been pretty easy to like for a variety of reasons. So yes. I would love to, before we get into how you come up with the ideas every day of what you're going to do, you said that you started just started getting into drawing digitally, which is amazing because these are so good. How long ago did you get started into that, and kind of what was the inspiration for doing it?
Yeah, I've always studied art, even in high school and in college. So I've always been in that world. I always loved drawing, but I always saw on internet these amazing illustrations and these amazing drawings that people did digitally on Procreate. Okay. So I was like, ooh, I wish someday I could do that. And when I finished college, I told my boyfriend, look, I'm going to try this. I'm going to learn how to do this. So we got an iPad. We started on Procreate. And that's how we started. At the end of last year, I was just starting to see how things go. And I started to sell some illustrations for my friends and family, like gifts and other stuff. So, yeah, at the beginning of the year, he told me to do the illustration for Jimmy, and now we are here.
Now we are here. It's really so great. And I saw that Jimmy talked about it in an interview.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was not expecting that. Yeah. There was an interview he did, and I didn't even see the notification. My boyfriend called me and was like, did you see it? I'm like, see what? I was at the supermarket at the time. So I wasn't on my phone. And he was like, Jimmy did a video for you. I'm like, you're kidding, right? I can't believe this. So I went to my phone. I just saw the video and I freaked out. It was amazing.
That's so cool. I love that. That's awesome. Well, I think that speaks to also the kind of person Jimmy is. Jimmy really is a great guy. And I understand why the 49ers are moving on, obviously. But, you know, it's always hard when someone's a good person. But he will end up somewhere eventually. But we'll get to that in a little bit. So every day, I'd love to know the process. Has it been, like, do you have, let's say, the next 2 weeks of Jimmy G drawings planned out? Is it you wake up in the morning, you're like, okay, I think today I'm going to do Jimmy and Kittle, or I'm going to do the one with Aaron Andrews looking at the picture of Jimmy. Like, how do you plan them out every day and come up with these different pieces of content? Because it is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, at the beginning, I did one every single day. And me and my boyfriend, we brainstorm ideas, and we sometimes things happen in the world, pop culture or even at NFL, and we try to reference those things. But every day we brainstorm and see, okay, so what are we doing next? What are we drawing next? But now that I've been drawing for a little bit, I start to do sometimes some drawings at the day before. So imagine today I do today's drawing and tomorrow's drawing, or I start thinking like, okay, so tomorrow's going to be this and the day after that's going to be that. So I know, and I organize the things in my head and it's easier. But yeah, it's just a brainstorm of ideas. And at this point I have people sending me ideas, and I thank you all because I needed them. So if you have ideas, you can always send me a message on Instagram, on Twitter, whatever. Just send me an idea and possibly I will do it. But yeah, it's just coming up with whatever pops in our minds or reference that are at the moment being talked about. So yeah.
How long does each drawing take to do?
About 1 hour or two.
Wow. That's a commitment.
Yeah, definitely. It is.
It's a commitment to these. I think eventually you could sell these.
Well, I am selling through my merch. I have
amazing.
I have a page where I sell some merch. So, yeah.
Where can everybody find that?
It's on my my social media pages. So you can go to my bios and we have the link for everything. So, yeah, it's a coffee shop.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. So who knows when Jimmy G will get traded? Do you, as you know, the illustrator of Jimmy Garoppolo's life right now, I don't think that is an overstatement. I think you are literally the illustrator of Jimmy Garoppolo's life right now. Do you have a preference as to which team he ends up on?
I don't. I just want the best for him. I think that people tend to forget sometimes that he's a person too. He made mm-hmm. some mistakes, but who doesn't? And I just hope he ends up on a team that will appreciate him and that he's happy about. So that's all I want. Whatever team he's on, I'll still support him and I still watch him. So
I love that. And I'm really glad that you said that, that he's a person too, because it's actually something that came up on an episode of this podcast last week, and that sometimes fans can forget that athletes are people too. And most of us in our jobs, it can happen to me in my job because I'm a reporter, and if people don't like what I say, then they're happy to tell me. But most of us in our jobs don't have people calling us trash or saying all these yeah. awful things about us on the internet. And I'm glad that you said that. And I think one of the cool things about the drawings is it really drives home that point. Like, he is a person too. This is a person who every day is waiting to see where he's going to go, and we'll be able to start throwing early next month. And I think we'll have a better idea in the next several weeks where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to end up. But the drawings do illustrate that. And I love how you've incorporated George Kittle, you've incorporated Trey Lance, you've incorporated other guys on the team. And of course the pop culture references, they've been, you know, absolutely amazing. So here is I have like a couple questions for how things go in the future. Number one, once he gets traded, do the Jimmy G daily drawings end? Do you keep it up? Do you now move it to once a week? What happens?
Yeah, I mean, everybody keeps asking me that. And I honestly respond, I'll guess I see when I get there, because I don't know. I have some ideas and some concepts that I want to try after this Jimmy G series. Okay. I don't know if I'll stop if he stays on the team, for example. I don't know if I'll stop. Okay, like, he's staying on a team. So I don't – he technically was untraded, but he's staying on a team. I don't know if I'm going to stop or if I'm going to continue. I guess I'll just see my mood when we get there, and if I want to – continue the commitment, I will. But yeah, I have some other ideas that involve the 49ers too. So I hope people will accept that those ideas as well as that accept the Jimmy G series. So,
oh, I'm sure that they will. Can you tease what any of those are? Do you want to keep them a secret?
I mean, me and my boyfriend have some concepts, like maybe drawing during the season, like maybe doing a Jimmy G series, but with the team and during the season. Mm-hmm. But we have a funny way to do those, and I don't want to talk about it much, so it'd be a surprise. But yes, we'll be drawing the team.
Will you ever branch out into other sports and teams?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm open to it. I mean, I started with the 49ers because obviously me and my boyfriend watch them all the time. But yeah, I'll be open to it, of course. Yeah, and maybe do some crossovers even, or maybe doing when I draw the season during the season of 49ers, they will be against other teams. So maybe I'll incorporate those teams in the drawings. But yeah, I mean, anything is possible.
I'm now really, really hoping, and I actually think there's a very high likelihood this would happen, that he ends up on a team that is playing the 49ers, because I feel like whatever you draw for that game is just going to be epic.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to end up on the Seahawks, which he probably wouldn't unless, you know, he ends up released, but that would be epic. Ends up on the Panthers. I'm very excited.
Yeah, for sure.
All of these possibilities. I'm going to make a pitch to you, no pun intended. I am a diehard Los Angeles Dodgers fan. If you follow me on social media, you know that. And you know that I love Cody Bellinger. So I feel like you should draw Cody Bellinger every day until he gets his batting average up to 250. You might be drawing it for a while, but that's okay, because...
Well, I've been drawing Jimmy G for a while, so yeah, I guess at this point, everything is possible.
Everything is, and it actually might be interesting to see what happens first. If Cody Bellinger gets to 250 or if Jimmy G gets traded first, that definitely might be very interesting to see. So other than Jimmy Garoppolo, do you have a favorite player on the 49ers?
I mean, I think I would say George Kittle, because he's just such a funny guy. I mean, just his spirit, the way that he is. I see the videos and I see him with other people, and it's like, it's just pure joy. I don't know. I think he's a super funny guy. Should be a super funny guy to hang out. And spend some time with. So yeah.
He is very funny, and he's a great sport. He and I had a bet during the season. Michigan played Iowa. I went to Michigan, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan. So Michigan played Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. So George and I had a bet, and the loser had to wear the winning team's t-shirt in an Instagram story and tag the person. And that was the bet. And George went above and beyond. He wore his shirt in his media availability. He came in and said, I'm answering questions from everybody today except for Tracy. And of course, I made sure to ask a question that he had to answer. But it was great. It was so fun. And Rich Eisen tweeted about it. And it was really – and I don't know – Rich Eisen is a – I don't know that how closely you follow here, but he covers the NFL and has for many years. And he's probably one of the greatest NFL – host and cover. I mean, he's incredible. Absolutely. And also went to the University of Michigan. He has a show, The Rich Eisen Show. He used to be on ESPN Sports Center, the NFL Network. So now he's really incredible. So that was really fun. So I would say George Kittle is really fun. And I always appreciated that he went way above.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that you ask something or you bet something and he goes like three steps above it.
Yes. So, and after the press conference, he threw his t-shirt away, but it's okay. I accepted that. That was fine. I could live with that. It was so, but it was great. So that was really fun. So Kittle is great. What are your thoughts? And maybe you don't have a ton of them, but what are your thoughts on Trey Lance? Are you excited about him?
Yeah, I think he probably will be some fresh air for the team for sure. I mean, maybe, fans and also the other players can see a new perspective on the game. And I think the games will be totally different because Trey Lance and Jimmy G will be totally different people on the field. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it will be interesting mostly for the fans because I think they've been stuck with Jimmy on their heads for too long and they're creating those expectations. So I think we just have to keep it real. Like, they're people and they're going to play the way they feel most comfortable. So I think it will be very different, but I don't think I think he will be a great added to the team.
Okay. I like it. I like it a lot. Do you have a prediction for the 49ers next year? How far you think they're going to go?
I hope they make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, we were this close. So now we just have to go and get it.
That's totally fair. That's great. Well, Rita, this has been super fun. I've loved hearing just about the genesis of this, how this started. Oh, but I do actually have one more question. Before you started drawing Jimmy G, what were you drawing when you first got into the digital world with Procreate?
I was just drawing. I actually have a little project that me and my boyfriend did at the beginning when I was starting. It was we drew some famous artists, like painters, and we brought them to today's world. So how maybe imagine Picasso in today's world. So how would he be dressed? How would he be – what shoes would he be wearing? And kind of those little concepts that would be funny to bring them back to life. And yeah, I did a series of them. I did Picasso, I did Andy Warhol, I did about 20 artists. So I can't remember them all now, but yeah. So I have a little series of artists. I haven't posted them yet because I enter a competition. A few months ago. Obviously, I didn't win, but besides
that. Well, that is their loss because we've all seen you work. It's amazing.
But no, it was a great process to go, just participating and see how things work. So that's good too. And I've been waiting to post it on social media because I think there are great. I mean, I didn't, but I think it's a great concept. And I think they're super funny. And they're like these little characters. They're not... they're not the same type of drawing that I do Jimmy. They're a little different, but there are like these little characters and they're super fun. So yeah, I'll be posting them on my Instagram very soon, but I don't know when.
Okay.
But, yeah, well, I was doing that.
That's awesome. Well, Well, I guess maybe you'll be posting them when and if Jimmy G ever gets traded.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have another good question for you. Do you have a prediction? So on the day this airs, it'll be day 146. How many days do you think you're going to get to? What do you have? Do you have a prediction on that?
I don't know, but I think I'll make it to 200 for sure.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. I think you're going to make it to, it's end of June. Training camp starts in a month. I think you could make it to 200 as well. Maybe 185, 190, but I think there's a chance you make it to 200 as
well. Yeah, I think close to 300 or 200. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be quite the milestone.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, when I reached 100, it was like, whoa, 100 drawings. And I'm like, oh, yeah, 100 drawings. But when I reached 200, like, I can't believe I did 200, one every day. So it's crazy.
I can't believe you're where you are. It's just amazing. And honestly, I think the drawings are incredible, but just the creativity of every day coming up with these, coming up with new ones, it's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's not easy, but people help and I really appreciate them. They have supported me through all of these drawings and they've been amazing. They send me messages and I try to read them all and I try to respond. And yeah, it's been incredible. I never thought that I would be having this impact on people. And every day people wake up and tell me that, oh, your drawing just made my day. This was amazing. So yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, I love that. That is fantastic. Well, if you can tell everybody where to find you on social media, please.
Yeah, RitoOak_art on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Reddit. So I have those three. You can find me whenever it's the best.
What does Rita Oak mean? Where did that come from?
Yeah, Rita Oak, it means Rita Carvalho in Portuguese. So Oak is actually Carvalho.
That is a fun fact in itself. I feel like everybody learned something today. This has been awesome. You guys, later this week, I'll be talking more Dodgers. They had a very emotional weekend series with the Braves. The Dodgers won the series. Huge comeback win Sunday night. Probably their biggest win of the season. And the previously mentioned Cody Bellinger had himself a nice little series. So that was very nice too. So they have a big series this weekend against the Padres. We'll be talking about that. Rita, thank you so much for joining me. This has been so much fun. And I have loved getting to learn more about you and more about how all this started and can't wait to continue seeing these Jimmy G drawings.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was super fun, so I enjoyed
absolutely. It. Oh, absolutely. And you guys, if you like what you heard, and I know you did, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And with that, I'll talk to everybody later this week. Bye, all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.